8:45. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
All right, final segment with Benny Johnson. Massive breaking news coming up. I want to talk briefly about the midterms. Trump, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Trump's not perfect. His administration is. It's light, night and day compared to Democrats. Look at that State of the Union, not standing for the hockey team or for the dead woman or the kid run over by the illegal alien. It was insane. But here's Trump talking about Bill Clinton just about 30 minutes ago in the ongoing deposition.
Today. But no, I'm not happy with the way they're going. I don't like seeing him deposed, but, you know, they certainly went after me a lot more than that.
And he goes on to say, I like Bill Clinton. Trump's got to know the optics of that are not good. Why is he being nice to Clinton?
Well, Clinton's being nice to him. This is crazy. This is breaking. I just sent it to you, Alex. Maybe you can forward to your producers. Bill Clinton has officially testified under oath that Donald Trump was not involved with Jeffrey Epstein, had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein. Trump has never said anything to me to assume that he was involved with Epstein. So it's like the two of them, I think. I'm not exactly sure. But Bill Clinton is now. Bill Clinton exonerating Donald Trump is something I wasn't planning on saying here on Jeffrey Epstein. But of course, the evidence does as well. And so why is Trump saying this about Clinton? I mean, I'm not exactly certain. The truth is that there's only one president that has something. There it is. Yep. There's only one president that has anything to hide when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, and that's Bill Clinton. Again, it would be game over. And I say this as somebody who loves President Trump and has worked really hard to make sure that he got into office and is elected and so on, and very close with his with many people inside the administration. If Donald Trump, it would be game over if Donald Trump's like in a hot tub with a bunch of trafficking victims. If Donald Trump is getting massages with a bunch of trafficking victims, if Donald Trump has a bunch of trafficking victims on his lap and he has his arms around them and they're scantily clad, they're not wearing bras, it'd be game over if Donald Trump was shoving his face full of cake on the Lolita Express. All of those things are true about Bill Clinton. And we have the photographic evidence. And that's just the, I assume we're getting just the glint of like the top snowflake on the top of the iceberg when it comes to what they actually have. So, I think it's Bill Clinton is facing potentially like the, is staring down like the destruction of his legacy, whatever could potentially like exist. He's seeing the royal family, Bill Gates, very powerful people being taken out. And I think I think it's panic time, truly.
I agree. In that photo you got from Boebert, Hillary does not look like a happy camper.
She doesn't. And she, she's having to answer for all of this, and she knows that she's lying. I mean, again, she can't. The Maxwell explanation doesn't make any sense. And then the I never met Jeffrey Epstein comment is, of course, directly countervailed by Jeffrey Epstein's own emails and own testimony.
Well, it comes out that basically Mossad was running the cameras at his lair in New York, and, then Ghislaine's sisters run the FBI computers nationwide. I mean, this is a major intelligence operation, and the biggest stink is coming out of Israel. It's just a fact. On YouTube, Benny Johnson, be sure and check him out. Everybody knows who he is, doing great work. Thank you so much, and I'm going to keep following what you're doing for the best reporting, and come back soon.
Thanks, Alex. See you in Texas.
Yes, sir. See you soon. There goes Benny Johnson. All right. I got this Bohemian Grove list. I've got all this other military news, Iran. I mean, we got a lot coming up. You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out with our sponsor and said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Juliette Bryant is an on-record Epstein victim, and now they've released some emails with her in there, but not the ones she has with Epstein. And this is big, so we're going to exclusively show you these emails that they don't want you to see, the DOJ didn't release. Coming up next hour, for part of the hour, we got other big news. Trump just came out on Iran, said sometimes you have to use the military. If Iran doesn't capitulate, I think they're hit by Sunday. We'll see. We have huge developments with Representative Luna, Ludnick, all of it. James O'Keefe information. This is information overload right now. But make no mistake, what's happening is devastating the neoliberal globalist order. The head of the WEF just resigned for being caught running a secret world government operation with Epstein. That means Mossad, with MI6 CIA involved, and that whole faction. This is crazy. So here is John Bauzu report. What is so damn funny, Howard Ludnick? And then that cuts into Trump's statement just minutes ago about Howard Ludnick having to testify to Congress. Here it is.
Howard Lutnick, currently serving as the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce, joined Cantor Fitzgerald in 1983, rising rapidly to become its president and CEO at age 29, establishing himself as a prominent Wall Street figure for over three decades, rebuilding Cantor Fitzgerald after the devastating loss of 658 employees, including his brother, in the September 11th, 2001 attacks, an event he somehow missed.
Jeffrey Epstein was your neighbor. He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right, so we are in number 11, and he lives in number 9.
The head of Cantor Fitzgerald, Harold Lutnick, just happened to be out of the office that day that the terrorists struck.
When I was talking to Cantor Fitzgerald brokers and bankers in the days leading up to 9/11, they themselves were buying these airline puts. They told me, based on rumors that were coming out of Alex Brown, associated with Buzzy Krongard. So this looks to me as if CIA insiders knew enough about what was going on, but chose to make money rather than blowing the whistle.
He literally watched the plane go into the building, go into the World Trade Center. Amazing story. That alone is an amazing story. He was delayed because his wife insisted that he finally, after years, take his child to school.
Recently, taking the economic wheel on the Trump administration's second term, Lutnick publicly championed and defended the tariffs as essential for national security and economic rebalancing, dismissing concerns about their legality or economic fallout, calling worries about Supreme Court invalidation silly.
In the very unlikely event that you're wrong, what is the contingency plan? You'd have to refund these tariffs, how the hell does that work?
You know, to think about silly things is a waste of time.
The mechanism offered companies an upfront payment of 20 to 30% of the duties paid in exchange for assigning their legal claim to any refund, effectively a litigation finance bet that the tariffs would be ruled unlawful, triggering government repayments of potentially hundreds of billions in collected duties, $175 billion at last count. Many have been quick to debunk the possibility of Lutnick scamming the United States. It is all based on a 2025 Wired magazine article that claimed the firm had already completed a $10 million deal in refund rights, a claim that remains a he said, she said between media reports and company denials. Regardless, Lutnick's myriad of Epstein connections is raining down like meteors from the sky.
We rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, or something like
that. Right.
So, knock on the door, his assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee.
Nick, I think you understand the root of concern here. It's the way you described very emphatically your first encounter with him in his apartment, said you were disgusted, would never have any contact with him again.
My wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Really?
So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Did you in fact make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012, I don't recall why we did it.
Lutnick is referencing a supposed innocent trip to Epstein Island, referenced in an Epstein email that reveals creepy details about the ages of the children, a constant red flag in the Epstein emails. This is followed up 3 years later with an invite to Jeffrey Epstein to an intimate event for Hillary Clinton at Cantor Fitzgerald from Lutnick, followed by another email 2 years later thanking Epstein for a donation in honor of Howard Lutnick.
Yeah, that's my story. A one and absolutely done.
This isn't a Trump issue. This is a reminder that the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce works for us, we the people. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Well, Howard would go in and do whatever he has to say. He's a very innocent guy. He's doing a good job.
So look, I don't have some hard-on for Howard Lutnick. But he's an absolute liar. I remember back after 9/11 having Max Keiser on, who's a famous stockbroker, exposing his company for the majority of the put options on the two airlines, American and United. They were unprecedented. And it went back to Buzzy Krongard and the CIA. That was in the news back then. And then his brother and all these people die, and most of his employees. I remember Keiser calling them suicide bankers. Now, get Keiser on about this. Because even though the building's burning, they stayed at their desks, some of them making $50 million, you know, $30 million. They stayed at their desks making money while this happened. So, Lutnick, just one day he didn't go to work. Larry Silverstein, who got double insurance set up about a month before, he didn't go to work that day. Very lucky Larry. Very lucky Larry. So it's a big deal. And you just saw Trump. Go ahead and roll it again. Here's Trump. Trump on Howard Lutnick. Possibly being deposed over Epstein. He's a very innocent guy. Then I have Anna Paulina Luna with a big development. And then I'm going to move into other stories here. But here's Trump.
Howard Lutnick. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Howard would go in and do whatever he has to say. He's a very innocent guy. He's doing a good job.
Here's Anna Paulina Luna drops a bomb. In her professional opinion, and she's steadily been investigating all this intensely, based on testimony today that Jeffrey Epstein was running an intelligence gathering operation, I do believe it. It was a honeypot operation. Also names four women Luna says engaged in trafficking with Epstein. And when I talked about that a few weeks ago, I said a lot of these women were Stockholm Syndrome. They were victims when they were underage. Some did it as adults, so they weren't victims. They were helping get the kids. And then, oh, the Young Turks and Anna Kasparian. Jones blames the victims. Hey, Anna, back during Pizzagate, you said I was making it up. So now you want a Johnny-come-lately show up and then say I'm attacking victims. No, I'm stating known facts. A bunch of the women admit it. So good job for Representative Luna. And the reason I know she's investigating so hard is I see her all over the news. And I talked to her staff. I talked to her. And she was here for Rogan. I was out of town. We were supposed to meet, but I forgot and was out of town. But the point is, I'm talking to like 20 congresspeople. Constant text messages. What about this? What about that? I'm just sending them stuff, which shows they're really on it. And Mace is doing a great job. Great Republican. I joked to call her Democrat the other day. It was just a joke. People thought I was serious. But that's how the right-wingers are calling her, fake right-wingers. But all these people that have hitched their wagon to covering up Epstein, you know, that say we're traitors for doing it. No, we're keeping our morals. And you notice it just keeps hurting the Democrats the more it comes out. So here's Anna Paulina Luna.
In lines of questioning that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals. And I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you.
Oh, what does Anna Kasparian say to that? Just go to YouTube and type in Young Turks, Young Turds, young Islamists, young Soros people. No, just type in. It was like a week ago, but just click like this month and say Alex Jones is now blaming the Epstein victims. No, I showed a woman that worked for them from the time she was 21 to about 30, who now works for Soros. And then she says she was a victim. Though she went and willfully worked for him. That's a fact. That's how this works. But see, oh, the Young Turks, they're now the experts. They're the ones that helped cover it up forever. And now Anna Kasparian. Oh, Alex Jones now blaming the Epstein victims. Yeah, right. I explained it all. Said they were underage when they got involved. They got brainwashed. They're victims. But you still can't believe all their testimony because they're going to have a limited hangout and not go into areas they're not supposed to. They're being handled by the Democrats. And then I said others were full-grown adults and were part of it and should go to prison. And you just heard Anna Paulina Luna that's in all the secret files saying exactly what I said. But that's the Democrats. How do you spin it? Alex Jones is attacking the victims to cover for Trump. What? All these women say they never saw Trump at the island. The two that worked at Mar-a-Lago seems a total gentleman. I'm not defending Trump. I'm calling balls and strikes. See, I don't come into something political and go, what do I want to believe? I do deep research and have a deep context, and then I tell you what I believe is accurate. And I wish other people's brains worked that way. Anna Kasparian. Now, here's a clip of Anna Paulina Luna in the same press conference, Congresswoman, talking about Bill Clinton being the target of the blackmail. Undoubtedly, doesn't make him, he's a sex predator, but the point is, of course, Clinton's been targeted by the Israelis forever. And if anything, Epstein was that. Mossad ran the security systems that came out 2 days ago. At Zorro Ranch, at New York, Ehud Barak had his own section own half a floor. Epstein's offices was a Mossad substation, just like Mike Huckabee's house. It's just a fact. I think Huckabee should probably be in jail with Jonathan Pollard. Two peas in a pod. I'm sick of these foreign influence. I don't care if you're Chinese agent, British agent, corporate agent, WF agent. People think about governments. Let me tell you, BlackRock's doing more than China or even Israel. It's all interconnected. Here's Anna Paulina Luna.
What I will say is it has become very evident, even in the last 24 hours in lines of questioning, that Jeffrey Epstein was running a intelligence gathering operation. In my professional opinion, I do believe it was a honeypot operation. And I do believe that there's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update and let you know that President Clinton, as of right now, is cooperative and answering all of our questions. And that it leads me to believe that if we can remove the partisan nature of this investigation, we actually might be able to get justice. And so I will be calling on the Oversight Committee to bring in those four individuals that I just listed. We will continue to conduct the investigation and provide updates shortly for all of you. It is in my opinion, I don't think the opinion of the committee, but I do believe that Jeffrey Epstein was targeting many politicians, many influential people, especially in regards to economic policy, etc. And I do believe that it was possible that not just him, but likely Secretary Clinton, as well as a number of other people were targeted due to an intelligence gathering operation. I think the American people will agree with me on that. But again, I don't want to get into too much of the specifics of the deposition, and I will be able to tell you at least once this is over. And we will be also trying to release those recordings from Secretary's deposition yesterday, as well as President Clinton's as soon as possible. Thank you, guys.
Now, it's been on record for 18, 19 years of my governing that Epstein had adult women helping run and suppress the girls, okay? That's why classically you'll have a madam that runs a whorehouse. It's better to have a woman and is a pimp than men, okay? Now, that's a known fact, but Anna Kasparian makes it all about Netanyahu, not the Rothschilds, not Ehud Barak, not the Democrats, because this was a leftist Rothschild operation. Ludnick's involved, clearly. Les Wexner's a Republican. Bill Barr, Herbert Walker Bush. Been telling you that forever. There are old line Republicans involved too, but it's mainly Democrats. I say fry them all. But notice it's always Netanyahu's running this. Well, they know that goes to a dead end. The Rothschilds and Ehud Barak are at war with Netanyahu. Doesn't mean either side's good. I'm telling you the factions, folks, real information. So they're all about, oh, Netanyahu ran all this, knowing it goes to a dead end, and then saying I'm attacking victims and having cuts where I explain most of them were real victims, but some weren't, to make it look like I'm attacking victims. That's why they're the young turds. And they know we've won the info war now. We found the clips, too, of them 9, 10 years ago when I was exposing Pizzagate and John Podesta and all of it and Hillary saying, I'm crazy, I'm insane, I'm the worst guy in the world. But now they're the guys who expose it. They're the good people. I'm the Epstein cover-up person. See how that works? Anna Kasparian and your co-host says if he was dictator of the world, he'd legalize pleasuring animals. He starts literally drooling about pleasuring donkeys or whatever. Freaks. Anna, we want to know about the donkeys. Seriously, though. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here she is.
Alex Jones was on the PBD podcast, and during their conversation, he gave us some insight into Pam Bondi's probably most embarrassing moment during her testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This was about the Epstein files, the release of the Epstein files. She really didn't want to talk about the Epstein files. And this is what I'm talking about. Take a look.
Trump has been convinced that it will crash the economy if all these bankers and people, if this stuff comes out, and he thinks and justifies the means, it's too dangerous. I'm not defending this. I'm telling you what Trump's been told. And that's why I said he's told it'll crash the stock market. Bondi yesterday, it'll crash the stock market.
The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about.
They know it's a giant mess of BS and crap. And then the women that are the victims and the survivors, almost all of them were, you know, got into it. And that's how it worked. And we're actually madams, you know, out running these operations.
So, in the tail end of that clip, as you just heard, he seems to be doing a little bit of victim blaming here. Seems like he's attacking the survivors. And if you're thinking, nah, come on, Anna, he wouldn't do that. I want to now turn to a longer video where he does exactly that.
The women that they've, you know, settled with and then the victims and all this stuff, almost all of them are the women that ended up working for Epstein for years and years and years.
Recruiting other young girls to come to him. For $200, $100.
Absolutely.
You'll get paid.
Absolutely. Some were bought at age, this is public, at age 9 or 10 from their Eastern European parents, flown here and then worked for him for decades. And so exactly, they're the ones that manage and run the women. And so when you see these women up there, you have to understand that in many cases, you're looking at people that for 5 years, 10 years, worked for Epstein, and were part of it. But see, that's how they stop it. Those women then tell a limited story about what was going on. But then you read the names of some of the women, they're in all the emails preparing the beef jerky. A couple of the women in there were actually girlfriends after they were adults and worked for Epstein for over a decade, and it turns out worked for George Soros. So see, I'm not trying to demonize the women. I'm just saying it's what you're seeing is not what you're actually getting here.
So let me get this straight. The 8 and 10-year-olds who were bought, purchased from their Eastern European parents and brought here to the United States to be exploited by Epstein and his co-conspirators, they're actually not survivors. They're not victims at all.
All right, let's stop there.
They're madams.
And of course, she edits the clips. But even in my clips, I'm clear that not all of them. I'm saying the ones you're seeing. And many of them didn't get involved till they were adults already. And I name names and show the women and news articles, but she doesn't show you that. She lies by omission. Dirt bag behavior. Oh, Anna Kasparian. You just heard Anna Paulina Luna explain that many of these women came there after they were adults and aided and abetted. And I'm exposing them, not because I'm exposing the whole thing. I'm reporting the facts, Dumbo. But you're not dumb. You know what you're doing. And that's why they want me off air, so they can lie about me and then no, I can't challenge you. Because when I'm on air, I burn you down. I drink your milkshake. Drainage. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you gotta get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds. Squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. It takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami, look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working, middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working, middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working, middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers that can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan. And you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 And don't forget, just 4 days ago, they declassified, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard. It was already in the National Archives, but no one had published it. That the CIA, starting in 1952, followed a directorate from the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation that had taken over U.S. medicine to poison the food, water, drug supply, vaccine supply with sterilants and things to brain damage and finally slowly kill the public. So when they have the new attorney, the new Surgeon General nominee up there, and they're demonizing her for saying the flu shot doesn't work, because it doesn't on record, just go, oh, here's a CIA document about doing it on purpose to kill us. Grow up, people! See, here's why I get pissed. I know smart political operatives when I see them, and the Young Turks are smart. They know what to do to pose as patriots, and then limit it and say Netanyahu runs it all, when Netanyahu is not involved with Epstein. That's the Rothschild Ehud Barak block he's at war with the Supreme Court. I'm not defending him. I'm telling you what the facts are. Netanyahu's got plenty of crimes and bad stuff and is a villain. But the Nazis are attacking because, like, he's covering up. Look, Anna Kasparian's a hero. It's Netanyahu. They know that goes nowhere. It goes right to the top with the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. It's on record the Rothschilds were literally created by the Rothschilds. That's mainly like a congressional testimony in the 1912. Yeah, I've read the congressional record. I've had filmmakers and experts on about the Lindbergh. They kidnapped the baby and killed it because he talked about it. So I know the players, folks. It's like saying, oh, the Crips did this murder. And you go, why are you covering up black crime? Or you know, because you're saying, no, the Bloods did it. And I'm like, no. It'd be like if the KKK blew up a black church and they blamed the Aryan Nations. I'd say, no, it was the KKK. And you go, why are you covering up for the Aryan Nations? I'm not. I'm just telling you who did it. I mean, that's what I do, is I tell you the best information I've got. It's all over the files, all over the court cases. 20 years ago, they recruited full-grown women to go to recruit kids, and then young girls to recruit even younger kids. And I said in PBD, I said, if you got grabbed when you're 14, brainwashed all this, and then you became a recruiter at Stockholm Syndrome, I believe you're under psychological mind control. They are victims, but you still got to watch what they say because they're under control. But I said the adult ones that got recruited, and I showed their names and who they were. Notice Kasparian didn't show that because she knows it's true. It's in the news. They admit it. They got people up mixed in with the real victims up there that are Soros operatives on TV saying they're victims. They're the ones the media goes to with the talking points to control the narrative. But see, I'm giving you sophistication. I'm giving you reality. I'm giving you complex research. It's too easy just to score a point and say Alex Jones is attacking victims to cover for Trump. What does it have to do with Trump that I'm saying a bunch of these so-called victims are controlled? The one we got coming on, Juliet Bryant's been totally vindicated by the emails they've released, the emails she's got. She's the real deal. Reporting the facts is not bad. And I'm not harping on this because Kasparian's been all over the place, other shows attacking me. Can you believe Alex Jones said 10-year-old girls that were raped were perpetrators? Man, let me tell you something. My lawyers have already seen this. 100% we win a lawsuit on this. But I'm not litigious, and I don't like to go down that road, but we're going to send him a retraction letter in this report I just did. And I just sued, you know, the Democrat Party. I just sued the Sandy Hook Foundation's, all, you know, with a serious civil rights lawsuit. Anna Kasparian, if you don't retract what you did and you keep saying that I say 10-year-old rape victims are perpetrators, I have to sue you, lady. And I'll sue you in a jurisdiction that's fair. And I'll own your ass. Okay? I'm not going to take your crap anymore. And your bestiality worshiping co-host. By the way, if you think I'm joking, I'm somebody drooling talking about having sex with animals. I mean, who are these people, man? Who are these people? Well, speaking of that, I want to thank the listeners for your support so I can, which I did file this huge civil rights lawsuit against Democrats that is so devastating that not one newspaper reported on because it's so documented, so devastated. And I'm the big problem around here. The news is so hot today. I've done 2 hours and 42 minutes. I'll be doing 4 hours. And I did one-minute plug at the end of the first hour. If I plug every hour, we get the funds, we do great. But I've barely been plugging lately because the hotter the news and the bigger the audience, I've just got like too much here. I mean, look at all this. I probably hit 4 of my stacks, got like 15 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 23, 24, 25 stacks. 25 stacks. These are not props. Each one of these is bombshell beyond belief. All I do is research. I went to bed at 11 p.m. last night. I woke up at 2:45. Laser beam researching. Laser beam talking to White House sources, congressional sources. Laser beam talking to Pentagon sources. Laser beam, laser beam, laser beam. And this, the show is kind of the confused byproduct because how the hell my brain gets it all. How the hell do I tell you all this? It's bonker town. Anna Paulina, we've found the documents. Many of the women were actually his accomplices. That's not covering up the crimes. Look at Jones covering up for Trump. What does that have to do with Trump? Look, Anna Kasparian, you've always hated me because your bosses hate me. You say George Soros is the most wonderful person on earth. I'm the worst on earth. It's the opposite. So I'm going to tell you, you little smart mouth. If you say one more time I'm blaming 10-year-old rape victims, I will sue you. If you shut your lying face and stop defaming me and my family and crew, I'm making you a deal right now. I know, you know what, you're not going to, you know what, I'm going to sue you, that's it. I'm doing it. And then we'll just trot in all the evidence of this, in the Epstein files everywhere, a bunch of these women being accomplices, and then you're going to turn around and accuse me of 10-year-olds being raped, saying I blame them. I didn't say these 10-year-olds. I didn't say what you said, you lying, flying monkey. He's a flying monkey of Hillary Clinton. Hillary flies around on the broom. You got a little Kasparian in the sink, like, and I'm tired of you. But here's the deal. I can only fight as hard as you support me. I won't give up. I won't back down. I won't give in. I can't be bought. I love fighting tyranny. This isn't a burden. I love it. I'm like a racehorse loves to run. I'm like a boxer wants to fight. I'm like a pit bull wants to fight. But I can't do it if you don't back me. And you can't bet on a number, let's use the roulette wheel, and a color that's going to get you bigger payoffs. If you want to take down globalists, you want to terrorize Satanists, who do they fear? They fear this operation. I'm just a small part of it. But I need money. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have a buy one, get one free super sale. The very best, perfect, you look it up, the best type of creatine. It's not just good for your muscles. It's insanely good for your brain. Look up creatine and the brain. Look what it does for Alzheimer's. You're like, well, I don't have Alzheimer's. Well, that just means how good it is for your brain. Why do maintenance on something, you know, after it's messed up? Do it before. So, ultimate creatine powder, and get a free bottle of our Irish Sea Moss concentrate gummies or our Shilajit concentrate gummies. And folks, Irish Sea Moss doesn't sound sexy either than a Shilajit. It is. Look at Irish Sea Moss, look at a Shilajit, then we have the strongest best, and then get ready. A free bottle, $35 value on top of it at thealexjonesstore.com. And until next Wednesday, 25% site-wide off on the apparel. But the world is about taking action. This is not a simulation. I'm not a Netflix show. This ain't entertainment. This isn't a comic book. This is the real world. Because everything I've talked about now is a household name. Because we're over the target. That's why the globals came after me. You're the variable. I'm firing the bad signal. It's an ongoing war. Get great products, energize your life, and keep us on the air. The ball's in your court. Your future's in your hands. Back those that fight hard for you. We're all in this together. Or put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. I mean, it's that simple. If you're not backing people that are having the greatest record fighting the enemy through God, working through you, and who committed to our species and committed justice and truth, then you're on the enemy's team. It's really simple. I want to thank all you that have supported, but I want to tell the tens of millions that tune in every day. I mean, this ain't a comic book. This ain't a game. I'm selling great stuff. I need your support. How can you watch us go through all this? How can you watch us fight? Because you're brought up as spectators. Even though you're awake and know and you care, you still can't, like, I can't actually, And that is why we fail. But even a tiny minority of people that are awake supporting has turned the tide. And to those that have supported, you know who you are. From the bottom of my heart, I salute you all. All right. Now, during that Young Turds piece, and I showed you how that, that's the talking point they all do, how they navigated this to protect, to make sure nobody real, so the Rothschilds and that Israeli arm don't get in trouble. And then, you know, they blame me. Notice they play a clip of Pam Bondi like, hey, I don't want to hear about rape kids. America wants to move on. The stock market's up. That's literally out of They Live, where the aliens are sitting there announcing the traitor humans in the underground base under, you know, L.A., you are the human power elite. We've increased our profits. Great job. I mean, this is the metaphor for everything we're dealing with. Here it is. Let's play the Attorney General, and then let's go into They Live.
The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about.
They know it's a giant mess.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite. You have given us entree to the resources we need in our ongoing quest for multidimensional expansion. And in return, the per capita income of each of you here tonight has grown, and this year alone, by an average 39%. Isn't it lovely? And I've just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are off crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
How you doing, boys? I didn't know you'd been recruited. Welcome aboard.
Earth is our stepping stone for a
great... You know, you boys really should have dressed for the party. Now you can afford it. I gotta tell you, I sure am proud to be here. You seen the whole place?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
Come on, I'll show you around. You know, I knew me and you had a lot in common. First time we met.
Hey, waiter.
Thank you, buddy.
Excuse me. Where the hell are we?
Backstage at the show, boys. I'll admit it is a little funky, but it serves its purpose. How'd you get here? Use one of these little portable jobs? I know we ain't supposed to use them except in cases of emergency, but they're so much fun. Now, you think that's something? Take a look at this. Go on, take a closer look.
Attention commuters, flight Alpha 7 to Andromeda is now ready for boarding. Please step to the transmission platform.
That's where they come from.
All carry-on luggage must be held securely. Thank you for waiting, and we hope you have a pleasant trip.
Exactly, but it has to do with some sort of gravitational lens deal, bending a light or some damn thing. But you can move from place to place, world to world, if you want to. You see, the whole thing, it works like one big airport. Boys, let me tell you, they got their act together. Believe you me.
Yeah, and all their globalist projections, even from the 60s, they're supposed to have their world government officially up and in full charge by 2025. They launched the lockdown viral release in 2020. They said they would do that in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and again, Operation Lockstep 2010. Look it up. Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, Bill Gates. In 2030, they hit us with the real virus. Then they start the depopulation wars, claiming that, you know, it's foreign governments doing it, but it's the globalists. And then by 2047, all humans on Earth are dead. Only survivors are cyborgs and the new species. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN, WEF. That is the religion. Ray Kurzweil, you're all dead. I'm dead. 2047. Now, good luck, you arrogant bastards, thinking that we have the intel. You're going to get away with this now. They're shot full of holes. They're burning down, baby. And they just told you, and They Live, it's interdimensional. And we're being colonized. They Live is not a fictional movie. It is a documentary. But the aliens don't manifest in the third dimension. They do it in our bodies. Demonic influence, demonic obsession, demonic oppression, demonic full possession. The wizards, as you call them, the occultists, they want to control the demons and have them work for them. They always end up getting set up and destroyed in the end, but that's what the globalists are. The most common variety, and the Bible talks about it, is unconscious or secret witchcraft. And that's the left in all this. And you go out of these women that are pro-abortion thing. Most of them have never met each other. They're wearing pantsuits. All of a sudden they go, Satan, tell you, Satan. Because it's a beam. And I already knew this, but when I was in Seattle about 8-9 years ago when Trump first got elected, I went out there and did some reports. My wife wanted to see some of her old college friends. And we were walking around and they were attacking us and coming at us to see something. And I hear out of a doorway, Satan will get you. And I'm around the next corner, that's right, I just told you, I'm going to get you. It's like Agent Smith in The Matrix where he's jumping from person to person. And you're just like, and Zimmerman, who's a great Christian and a great guy, he said, I'm going back out after this. He goes, did you see those are the demons, demons. I said, yeah, it's real, man. That city is under full control. Feces, needles everywhere. You just demonic power. You know, a lot of Democrats not fix potholes and feces and dead people, rotting, homeless. That's beautiful to them. They love it. It's like you get a flowers and, you know, put them on the table because they're beautiful. Well, to them, a rotting, dying, homeless person is flowers on the table. A child having their genitals cut off is flowers on the table. To them, it's so beautiful, so liberal. Oh, my God, injecting, you know, billions with poison shots, 35 million dead. I mean, all the diseases, the myocarditis, the cancer, the infertility, so liberal. Because it's God's creation that they're defacing, that they are mutilating, that they are vandalizing. You've got to understand the enemy plan. Because we'd be lucky if it was just interdimensional aliens that wanted to exploit us. No. They know that we are superior. And they have envy, class envy, but we're in a larval stage in the cocoon. But we're not even in the cocoon yet. We're the caterpillar. And so if they can get us now, that's when they get their move on us. And the universe is a free will place. And the Satanists always say, if you really talk to a real one, they go, your God's a sadist letting you go through this. You think we're bad, your God lets you go through this. And I go, yeah, and I got a bunch of kids. I had them too. They can end up bad too. They're born, I killed them when I made them. But they're eternal. But they're new when they're created. And I create a new eternity through me. God through me into my children. I am now the instrument with my woman of being the gateway to God to incarnate a new internal spirit. You talk about the temple. Oh, the body is the temple, baby. No, I understand God's plan, and I'm in total alignment with it, Satan. We'll be right back. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. .com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.